It's 88.5 KCSN. Happy to welcome Rita Wilson to the radio station.
Welcome. Hi, Sky. It's good to be here.
It's good to welcome you on a number of fronts. You have a new record out, self-titled Rita Wilson, your second, and we're going to talk about the records. You're going to perform today, and you also have been a supporter and member of KCSN, and I want to thank you for that, because you actually listen and
we
like
love this radio station. And you know, I think to half a semester or a semester here once for college.
So I did not know that.
The campus has changed a lot.
Yes.
It's very upscale now, especially this building and the one next door. Gorgeous.
Isn't it? It really is. And you just made a lot of the administration at CSUN very happy with that remark. So that's all the time we have for the interview. I want to go back to your first album for a moment, because I spoke to you earlier about how obviously you had me at the title of your first album, which was AM/FM, and you took songs that were near and dear to your heart that were covers. Tell us how you decided, you know, I'm going to take a stab at singing.
Well, I think part of it is just being completely chicken to do it for all those years. And I kind of got to it in a roundabout way, because I was looking at a possible musical that to produce that would have songs from the 60s and the 70s in it. And I met with a guy that was at Decca at the time, now it's Verve, called Jay Landers. And Jay Landers is an amazing A&R guy. And he said, you know, we went through some songs, and he said, well, are you going to be in this musical? And I said, I don't know. And he said, well, do you sing? And I said, well, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, you're always a little too chicken to really admit something that you really want to do and love to do. And, you know, I'm too self-critical to be able to label myself, you know, like compare myself to some of the greats. So I always just say, I don't know. And he said, you know, you should really actually maybe make an album of this, or, you know, try to do this, because I had sent him some little voice memos of recordings that I had done, and one of them was Wichita Lineman, and we ended up putting that on the album, which Jay ended up executive producing, and Verve heard it, and they brought the guys down to the studio when we were recording, and they just said, we'd like to have this album, and they signed me. So that was pretty exciting. And then it was sort of like, okay, now I'm really scared. And those songs were covers that I loved from the 60s and the 70s. They were sort of, the 60s represented the sort of what you would hear when you were in the backseat of your parents' car,
right,
and they had control of the dial. And then the 70s sort of represented what I could control once I started driving.
Going to I just want to like smiling. To hell with looking for that silver lining. I just wanna have a breakdown. I just wanna let my heart ache. Fall apart and get it all out. Be proof of a pain, tear stain on my pillowcase. I don't wanna be strong tonight. I don't wanna be strong tonight. Oh no.
Then on this new album, the album titled Rita Wilson, you made the effort to begin to do originals and to really write songs. And there's another challenge that you're taking on.
Well, that one sort of happened a little bit flukily as well. I had done a musical in New York, Chicago, the musical, right. And I had played Roxy Hart. And that really reinvigorated sort of my love of music and singing. And at that time, we were in the midst of producing Mamma Mia, the musical. And this is all stuff I love. So it was like, and when I had done that, through that process, I met Cara DioGuardi, the amazing songwriter who was doing Chicago a couple of years after I had done it. And our dance captain, Greg Butler, said, you two would really like each other. So he got us together as friends. And we were talking one day and I said, oh, I so wish I could write music. What an amazing thing to be able to do what you do. And she said, what makes you think you can't write music? And I said, I don't read music. I don't play an instrument. I've never done this. And she said, do you have something you want to say? And I said, yeah, I kind of do. And sure. And she said, all right, I'm going to write a song with you. And she brought in Jason Reeves, another extraordinary songwriter. And we wrote two songs together. And I think after I had written those with them, I sort of had the courage to ask Christian Bush from the band Sugarland, because I had opened for Sugarland and he had offered to write with me. And I thought maybe he was just joking or maybe he was saying it to
but
be polite.
But he did ask.
But then he did ask. And so I called him up and I said, remember when you said if I ever started to write, would you, you know, you'd write with me? And does that still stand? He said, absolutely. So then we started writing together. And Jason introduced me to Michael Blue, an extraordinary producer and songwriter. And he introduced me to other writers. And I don't know, I kept writing and writing. And I didn't know why I was writing. I just loved writing songs. And I guess 60 songs in, I thought, okay, maybe I'm writing an album. You know, themes started emerging. And I kind of thought, all right, well, maybe I'm doing this. So that's really wasn't like an intention to do that, but it turned out to be that way.
It's the way you say, come here, when you whisper in my ear, the weight of the world, it disappears. In your eyes, the little scar above your lip is my favorite place to kiss. I ask myself all of the time, how did I get this? Every day, yeah. Every day I fall in love. Every day, yeah. Every day I fall in love. See your shoulders in a white t-shirt, aviators and you make them work. I know you're not trying to be hip, and that makes you so cool. You sit and let me do the crossword verse, say I'm pretty when I'm at my worst. Leave me notes, laugh at all of my bad jokes. Baby, who does that? Every day, yeah. Every day I fall in love. Every day, yeah. Every day I fall in love with you. The way you 60s songs. The way your hand looks next to mine, the way you're not afraid to cry, the way you hold me through the night. And every day, yeah, every day, every day, every day I fall in love. Every day, yeah, every day I fall in love, in love, in love, in love with you. Every day I'm falling in love,
falling in love.
Every day I fall in love.
You know, you do have to put on a public face, but then when you go through personal challenges, people are, you know, they want to see, you know, the celebrity. They don't
right.
realize the real life challenges. And these songs sort of touched on that subject.
Yeah, I mean, like Grateful was actually the first song that I wrote with Kara and Jason. And at that point, it was just being grateful for everything in your life, really. And, you know, after the year I've had, which was, you know, I had breast cancer and bilateral mastectomy and all of that, it just became more meaningful in a way, especially when I sing it. And Crying, the song that I wrote with Dan Wilson and Daryl Brown, that it was kind of a, you know, that's about really having that public life, public face and a very private life. I'm a very private person and with a very public job. And, you know, there are a lot of things that go on sometimes that you feel on some levels, you just don't want to bother anybody with your stuff. But at the same time, you just wish that someone would, you could tell someone everything and have them have a shoulder to cry on in a way. And, when I was doing the play last year with Larry David on Broadway called Fish in the Dark, I was diagnosed. So it was very surreal to have to go, you know, to doctors during the day. And I wasn't telling anybody what was going on because, you know, we were still figuring it out. But, you know, then I'm coming and I'm doing this big, huge hit comedy on Broadway and it's surreal, right?
And your head is spinning at certain moments.
Oh, completely. Yeah. But it was actually, I was so grateful for the play because it really distracted me from a lot of that stuff that, you know, goes on in your head when something's coming at you like that.
When I see a butterfly, I think of you and I don't know why. I hear your laugh on an autumn breeze, then the tears come down like falling leaves. Oh, are you talking to me? Are you trying to get through? Touching me from beyond. Is it in my head? Is it just not true? Or just because I'm missing you? At night I see you walking past me in my dreams. You're saying something, but I don't know what it means. Don't want to wake up because the truth is in the dawn. Sometimes when I'm all alone, I listen to the message you left on my phone. Oh, there are just some things that I can't erase, 'cause I know I'll never see you face to face. Am I losing my mind? Am I losing my way? Am I coming apart a little? Try to move on, I still haven't yet. Your memory won't let me forget. At night I see you walking past me in my dreams. you're saying something, but I don't know what it means. Don't want to wake up, cause the truth is in the dark. I'm still here, and you're still. All figured out now, don't you? The same four walls held up by fear to hold you. Don't hesitate, cause there's no perfect place to start. Let it oh,
you have taken songwriting and singing very seriously, and you continue to work on your craft and you continue to explore it. And we wanted to share your music with our audience today. And we also just wanted to let you see, as a member, you know, what you're part of, because you are a part of the KCSN family, and we wanted you to get to see the place and feel like it's your home too.
It's surreal to be here because we have been supporting for so many years that it's kind of great. Like, I can't believe I'm sitting here. Never in a million years did I dream that would happen. So that's pretty great.
Well, likewise, I have to say that when the record came out and the people you were working with said, yes, please, we want her in here, because she really is a friend of the radio station, and that matters to us. And that's why we're happy to share your music with our audience and to keep cheering you on in whatever you decide to do.
Thank you.
Look, I'm not going to tell you to take a break here and then. If you want to do 10 things at a time,
no way.
Have at it.
No, it's kind of good right now. Just music for now.
All right. Well, it's that, and that's plenty good, as we've experienced today. Rita, we want to thank you for coming by, and thank you so much for your love of music. It means a lot to us.
Thank you, Sky. It's really a pleasure to be here. Really, it was great to sing for you and to meet everybody here, Michelle and Tristan and the gang. So thank you.
You've got it. It's Rita Wilson live on 88.5 KCSN.